Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. My name's Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges, and today's Tuesday, so it's the day we take the topic we introduced on Monday, and we see where it comes from in the Bible. Right now, we're gonna, for the next 3 weeks, be looking at a general principle that Jesus taught in his Sermon on the Mount, and he's going to apply it three different ways over 3 weeks. But that general principle is, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Now, like I said, Jesus uses three different examples to illustrate this, and the first one has to do with giving and generosity. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they might be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Now, some interesting things to notice about this passage. First of all, Jesus recognizes that generosity is a pretty universal thing. It's not just something for his followers to do. In fact, his followers and himself, being Jewish, would be quite accustomed to giving to the poor. Every time they went to the synagogue, there would have been a box for their donations to the poor. So he wasn't expecting that only his followers would be giving. This wasn't a command, be generous. He started it out, when you give to the needy. It's just an assumption. Of course you're giving to the needy. And here's how I want you to give to the needy. You can also see this in how Jesus says, even the hypocrites give to the poor. He says they do it for the wrong reasons, but the hypocrites, who he's about to just lean into, who he's about to really offend by pushing all their buttons, even these people who he's going to disagree with wholeheartedly, he recognizes are giving to the poor. Giving is a pretty universal thing. It is in our culture too. When the Whistler Olympics happened, there were 25,000 volunteers. Friends of mine have friends over for dinner once a year. They cook an amazing meal, all for free, and they say, you know what? Give whatever you would give to the food bank, as if you were at a restaurant. Just pay for your meal like you're at a restaurant, but give it to the food bank. Now, giving generously of our financial resources is a pretty common thing as well. In Canada in 2010, Canadians gave $10.6 billion to charity. Some of those were Christians, following Jesus by giving of their resources to ministries that Jesus would support. Others probably weren't. So clearly generosity is not something that Christians have a monopoly on. But what Jesus does say is he wants his followers to give differently, for different reasons. He's not so concerned with their money as with their motivations. We're going to be looking this week at how Jesus wants them to give, hiding their giving from others, hiding their giving from themselves, but thirdly, showing their giving to God. We'll look at the easiest one today, hiding their giving from others. Jesus clearly wants his followers to give for altruistic reasons. He wants them to give of their money, whether somebody notices or not, whether they get air miles or not. He wants them to drive a Toyota Prius if that's the right thing to do for environmental reasons, not because of what others will think of them. Jesus wants their motivations for giving to be something other than being noticed by others. So we're going to pause there, and I've got a question for you to consider before we go into this in more depth tomorrow. How does Jesus expect his followers to give like others, and how does he expect their giving to be different? Try to summarize that in a sentence or two. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.